This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Ever mysterious there, Mr. Randall. Ever mysterious, J. Randall Murphy, our
co-host. Should I do one of my ultra-long Paracasts next time?
Yes, you shall.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, he's now exercising his throat. Nick Redfern, author of The Black Diary and many thousands of other books, is joining us, and we're focusing on incredible mysteries. Randall, we have a question from the audience that might be appropriate.
Actually, we do.
I knew that.
We've got one from O'Reilly, who asked, are you acquainted with the late Joe Fisher's book, The Siren Call of Hungry Ghosts, which seemed to be similar to the understanding of the supernatural from a different approach? So I'm not familiar with that myself, but maybe you are.
I'm not familiar with the book, Randall, no. But, I mean, the whole hungry ghost phenomenon is something that sort of has its parallels around the world. It's basically sort of supernatural entities that feed on us. That's what the hungry ghost is basically defined as. In other words, you know, the idea of supernatural entities sort of living on the human life force, our souls. Now, of course, this is all dependent on whether there is some sort of mysterious energy that they can feed on, you know. But you can find throughout cultures all around the world, you know, people have paranormal experiences with these supernatural entities that come into the bedroom at night. And within days, you know, they're sick with anemia and they're weak and tired. And people do report these kind of things. And you also get that in ufology. You know, there's a number of cases where people have suffered physically adversely, you know, in proximity to UFOs. There are a number of cases where the men in black, people have said that when the men in black have been in the room with them and they're on one couch and the man in black sat on the other couch staring at them, the witnesses suddenly started to feel weak and tired. And one described it as how a diabetic must feel if, you know, they miss breakfast, miss lunch, and it's like 8 or 9 at night. And they're in that danger zone where they start to crash and shake, you know, and when they could die even.
I know exactly how that feels because I've had my own experiences, but definitely that is something that you don't forget if it happens to you.
I'm sure. And but there are a lot of cases like that where the witnesses have suspected afterwards that they were sort of literally being bled dry of their life force, of their essence. You know, that's one of the interesting and disturbing theories that's been put forward, that maybe we're not seeing the bigger picture and that the earth is like a farm and we're the cattle, but we're not literally going to the farm and then onto the slaughterhouse. But the idea that these supernatural entities feed on our energy. And what's the best way to feed on a high state of energy is to manifest something that's going to terrify or amaze someone, like a UFO or a Bigfoot or whatever. And then maybe they then feed on that high state of energy. So maybe that could explain some of these theatrical events where they're not teaching us anything. They're not being taught anything. They're just simply waiting for us to get into that state of hysteria and fear caused by the sight of this 8-foot-tall, hairy ape man, and then they can feed on it, like in a parasitic fashion.
Well, that brings up the next question from O'Reilly, and he says, in your soon-coming book, Paranormal Parasites, seems to be about bad news, just what you've been talking about. But in your experience, he asks, is there any good news in the supernatural realm?
Well, that book that he's talking about, Paranormal Parasites, comes out in September. It's actually on the what we're now talking about, supernatural things throughout history and around the world, in folklore, mythology, reality, that seem to have this ability to bleed us dry, you know, sort of psychic vampires, as people call them. In terms of the paranormal, you know, is there a positive side to it? Well, I've found that there are a lot of positive sides to it, unless that part of a to kind of reel you in and make it seem to you that it's positive. But I've had a lot of very positive synchronicities over the years, which push me in the right directions in terms of stories and the cases and just general research, as if somebody was guiding me down this particular path or whatever. Maybe I'm not seeing the bigger picture and there's actually like a malevolent aspect to it all. I mean, you cannot deny that, because if you think about it, going back to the idea of a farm and cattle, well, in the field, perceive the farmer as their best friend, because what does he do? He feeds them every day. And, you know, they've got a nice barn or whatever to go into at night. You know, the cattle don't see anything that's threatening until, of course, you know, the poor old cow goes to the slaughterhouse. I'm not saying it's quite as literally a comparison as that, but, you know, it's possible that we are seeing something or interacting with something that seems wholly, or not wholly, but at least partially benevolent, but which could actually be highly deceptive and malevolent, but we're just not seeing it. You know, we are like the next generation of the cow, so to speak.
He asks, have you had any other kind of personal experiences that convince you of the supernatural, the reality of the supernatural?
Primarily, all the weird stuff happened with the Men in Black, the synchronicities, things like the 11-11 phenomenon, and a lot of weird stuff. Again, a lot of people are going to just dismiss this, but where I've had sort of very vivid dreams where I've sort of seen entities in the dreams, which lead me to believe that some of these supernatural entities can literally invade your dream state, your sleep state. Again, very controversial, but I've had a number of these that leads me to believe that these things can sort of get into our mindsets. There are a lot of cases with the Men in Black like that, where people have seen them and then they've had very vivid dreams the night after, which didn't seem like normal dreams. It literally was as if the Man in Black, if you like, had somehow gotten into the dream and turned it into, you know, your world's worst nightmare.
What can people do to deal with this then? In, let's assume these things are all happening, and I think you've probably interviewed and done so much research that it's fair to say that it's pretty tough to dismiss the phenomena, even if we don't know what it is. But what can we do about it?
Well, that's a very good question. I mean, from my perspective, you know, as I said, I'm a fairly, you know, strong-willed person. You know, I don't take fools lightly. And I get down and work hard and get everything done, and I'm driven and focused. You know, I think, but when you have people who, Albert Bender's a classic example. You know, he was someone who did not really have much sort of, you know, a sense of a strong character. You know, he did not come across like that at all. And I think anyone who is sort of weak-willed, unsure, is ripe for, you know, being snared in, if you like, and things just go wrong for you.
Fast question here before we go on. So are we suggesting here that someone like an Albert K. Bender, maybe being of a weaker personality, not having the resilience to manage such things, makes himself unconsciously, perhaps, susceptible to things like this?
Yeah, and that's why I think people, you know, like these psychic vampires, you know, you talk to someone, hey, I haven't seen you for a while, what's been going on? Oh, well, you won't believe what happened, and this happened, and that happened. You know, negative things happen to them because their mind is in a constantly negative state. And I really do think that happens. And I think the way to essentially, I don't know if you can banish the phenomenon at all, but I think the way to keep it at bay and keep things to a minimum is to essentially say no to these things, you know, create in your mind the image of a barrier or a wall and stand up to the phenomenon or phenomena rather than, you know, sitting in the corner of the room shaking because you cannot get rid of this, whatever it is.
Whatever it is, it's the Paracast. And we've got Nick Redfern with J. Randall Murphy. And you're in
the Paracast. Mm-hmm.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news at theparacast.com. That's news at theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
Well, I'll tell you what, that's got to be the longest bumper for the Paracast in the history of the show. It's been around for 12 and a half years. We have never, ever had a bumper that long. In fact, Nick is currently coughing and wheezing because he's really gotten himself in a very serious condition here. Is that correct, Nick?
No.
We must proceed with the world of the unknown. I have a fast question of you, Nick. Okay. Is it possible, rather than being influenced by some third-party entity, it's all a product of your imagination when you have weird things happen?
Well, no. I think we all at times, you know, our subconscious interacts with us, you know, to a massive degree. I mean, sometimes a dream is just a dream. And, you know, you'll dream about something that happened 2 weeks ago. When I went back to England, for example, like 3 weeks ago, I had a dream, you know, that I'd lost one of the cases. And that clearly, you know, because flying is just a hassle, you know, particularly internationally. It's a pain in the neck. It doesn't worry me in that sense, but it just annoys me. So that, you know, my subconscious, I'm sure, was responsible for that dream of having lost my little bag at the airport, like just before I was about to fly. So, you know, our subconscious does work in odd ways. But when these events often occur when you're wide awake and there's different people all experiencing similar things, you know, it's like with the Men in Black. I mean, up until the movies came out, the phenomenon wasn't known that much at all outside of ufology. And yet people with no interest saw the Men in Black. So why is it, you know, they're always turning up in black suits and black fedoras. Why was it not like, I don't know, white and pink striped pajamas? So I think, you know, there are certain things that make me like that, where you have parallels and you have trends that leads me to believe that it's not all our imagination just running wild and seeing, you know, a ghoul behind the door or a demon in the closet, you know, that, you know, like kids, you know, when you're a kid, you think there's a monster under the bed or whatever. So things like that do happen, but I still think there is a paranormal world which interacts with us, and that interaction is very much dependent on who you are as a character and what you're delving into, and just the act of opening doorways, because, you know, I always tell people it's easy to open a portal or a doorway. It's not that easy to close it. You know, kind of like when I mentioned earlier on that sort of sleep paralysis thing I had, when there was this deep, clearly female voice, though, saying something along the lines of, you know, I can help you, just say yes. That did not come across like a dream. That was like I was in the bed and there was something hostile in the corridor between the living room and the bedroom. And, you know, things like that lead me to believe, and synchronicities, you know, lead me to believe there is a world that impacts on us, and, you know, we can impact on it if we know how, and whether or not, you know, we should even impact on it.
Nick, getting into the sleep paralysis thing, I was just wondering, I'd like to ask you a question here. Have you interviewed quite a few people who've sort of had these dream experiences or claim that they've had sleep paralysis?
Yes. Yeah, a lot. Yeah.
Okay. So one of the things I've been noticing fairly recently, partly because I've experienced some of this myself, is that people are saying that they're experiencing what they describe as like being scanned. This even happens not just while they're sleeping or waking up, but just even while they're just wide awake, but just lying in bed or have woken up in the morning or in the middle of the night. And it feels like some kind of scanning thing is going over their body, like a wave of tingling, sparkling sensations. Have you run across that?
I actually haven't. I mean, most of the ones, it's probably the case that the reason why I tend to get certain ones is because, you know, people read a book, and if it's about Bigfoot, you know, they'll approach someone to talk about Bigfoot. If they speak to the author or want to, you know, contact the author, they'll talk about Bigfoot. And, you know, somebody who writes about crop circles gets a lot of feedback in relation to crop circles. Now, with me, most of the sleep paralysis cases that I've got actually do surround things like the Men in Black and the shadow people and the Hat Man and black-eyed children, that kind of thing. But I think that's because I write about them. You know, if somebody else writes on demonology and that somebody's had a, you know, a sleep paralysis experience, they'll go to that person rather than me. So I think that aspect comes into play. But I actually haven't heard that, you know, that angle of, you know,
that type of experience.
Yeah. But yeah, that's interesting. But like I said, you know, that's why I think there is a genuine phenomenon. When you have people all around the world or around the country who are having this scanning experience versus just seeing a malicious entity looming over the bed. I mean, give you another example. Last year, I got a ton of emails and messages after writing an article where people were having vivid dreams of nuclear attacks and particularly of nuclear detonations on Chicago. I wrote several articles about this, and a number of people, probably altogether about 30, contacted me, and they were all dreaming, having nightmares of an attack on the United States out of the blue, which we were unable to stop, and just these gigantic mushroom clouds coming up in the distance all over the place, and really vivid and terrifying dreams for the people. And, some of the people wondered if it was because time-wise, it was happening with all the North Korea thing when there were concerns about, missiles could reach the U.S., et cetera, et cetera. Maybe that was part of it, just anxiety. But, a lot of the people, what they were talking about was very similar. It wasn't just a dream of a nuclear war. It was a dream of somehow America wasn't able to fight back, as if, there'd been like a disablement of the warheads, or some people thought, like an electromagnetic pulse, which can fry all the electrical equipment. That was interesting, but from a disturbing aspect, that none of the people were talking about, everybody's firing the missiles, Russia, China, the US, the UK. It was just the US that took the brunt of it. So that, it kind of parallels what you're talking about, where with the scanner, in the sense that it was, everybody was talking about a specific kind of nuclear nightmare rather than just a random one,
Interesting. So have you taken that factor into account when deciding on how much is synchronicity and how much is coincidence? And by that, I mean, if you're writing about something, maybe soliciting your readership for stories, and one would expect to get back a whole bunch of accounts from people about that.
I'll tell you what, about this is that we have to do a break. We got a couple of more segments to spend with Nick Redfern, who has the longest bumper on the planet. I don't know how that sounds. With Gene, Nick, and Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Robin Walensky.
Keep us in prayers. We're going to need it.
The woman who loses 9 family members when the duck boat they are on sinks in Missouri speaks out.
She said, above you are your life jacket. There's 3 sizes. He said, I'm going to show you where they are. What you want me to do.
Tia Coleman at a news conference in Branson, Missouri, telling reporters the boat captain at Table Rock Lake tells them they won't be needing life jackets, but a violent storm hits, the boat fills with water, turns over, and sinks.
Since I've had a home, it's always been filled. It's always been filled with little feet and laughter. And my husband.
Tia, not sure how she survived as waves come over her head. She says it's a miracle, but doesn't know how she will go on without her family.
I don't know. I'm going to do it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Robert Hastings, author of UFOs and Nukes, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So what happens here is that's good, that's fast. In fact, we can get you to become almost as fast as the Federal Express guy, but you don't know what that is because you're a Canadian, right?
I've heard of them.
He talked very fast.
We have UPS up here and Canada Post. But let's get back to that question, Nick.
What was the question again?
The question is, how much have you taken into account the factor that you're a writer who writes about certain things, solicits stories from your readership? How much of that have you taken into account as being part of a synchronicity or a coincidence? I mean, you would expect a lot of that.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at, you know, just what goes on every day on the planet, you know, 7-8 billion people, you are going to have coincidences where, you know, you're going to talk to somebody one day who's got the same birthday as yours, you know, or somebody who shares the same name. There's nothing magical or supernatural about that. It's just down to the odds of eventually, you know, you are going to come across somebody who drives the same car as yours, you know, and the same color. That's just because there are so many cars of that color. And, you know, you can sort of take that approach in just about every aspect of life. But, you know, when you're dealing with the paranormal and you start to get some really strange synchronicities, I mean, again, that thing with the man in black outside the window and Rosemary's Baby, you know, I don't personally think that was a coincidence. I think there were too many factors involved. Now, if it's just like a person's name, well, of course, that's just going to be a coincidence because it's going to happen. But the ones that I think more about, which I think are synchronicities, is when you have multiple factors. Like with the Rosemary's Baby thing, there was the fact that I was writing the article. You know, I talked in the article about Peter Beckman's story about seeing these MIB after listening to the soundtrack back in the 1960s. Then I talked about a few other cases in the article. And then that night, I watched the movie. And then the next morning, the guy's there outside. That's like six or seven definitive separate parts all coming together. And I think when you have five or six or more components, then it goes from being a coincidence to a synchronicity. A coincidence is generally just a one-off thing. But when you've got all these five or six different strands all leading to an end point, if you like, that for me defines a synchronicity.
Okay, so like, say maybe clusters of a very similar type of phenomena happening to several different people around the same time in different parts of the world or country that are separated and unknown to each other, but just that cluster represents a spike that's out of the ordinary, that sort of thinking?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give you a good example, which again relates to the Men in Black. And again, I talk about this in the book at length. There was a period, I think it was 2016, maybe 2015, but it was in around that period. And I got like a cluster of reports of people who'd seen Men in Black and Women in Black in libraries and bookstores. And these were people who'd had UFO experiences, not necessarily recently, and they were just wandering around like an old library or a bookstore and suddenly got that feeling that we all have from time to time that somebody's watching you. You know, and they turned around and saw this sort of pale-faced man in a black suit and a fedora, or a pale-faced woman with like a long black wig, just both staring with this sort of eerie grin. And I got a cluster of somewhere in the region, about seven or eight, across maybe 3 weeks of people who'd had these experiences with the MIB and the WIB in bookstores or old libraries. And again, why that should be the case, I don't know. But I found that, you know, to be for me like a weird synchronicity that people from, they were all from the US, contacted me in varying ways. The stories weren't alike, but the theme of the libraries, you know, and the man in black being present, they were very much similar. So again, you know, I kind of perceived that as like a classic sort of synchronistic state.
Well, maybe they're, you know, pulling certain books off the shelves to get them out of the library so that people, you know. Don't you mention something about some document that you might need? I might need some help here, but it was an FBI document that included some mention of something to do. What was it with the space shuttle or something? Yeah.
That was really weird. Yeah, I did some research a few years ago into when the space shuttle Challenger exploded on takeoff in 1986, killing the crew. And, you know, over the years, a lot of theories have been put forward. And personally, I think it was genuinely just a tragic accident. But a lot of people did not think that. They thought that it had been shot down. Some of the people said they saw like a laser-type light hitting the fuel tank. Now, the FBI actually opened a file on all these claims that people, you know, a lot of people contacted the FBI or the police, who then forwarded, you know, their phone call or whatever onto the FBI. And the FBI opened a file on all these rumors and theories, you know, that the shuttle had been blown out of the sky, effectively. That file is now available online at the FBI's website. You go to the FBI's got its like main website, but all the files, which are now declassified, are at their second website, which is called the Vault. So it's vault.gov. And if you search the A to Z list, you'll see Challenger Space Shuttle, or Space Shuttle Explosion, I think it might be titled. And that file talks about all the people who were interviewed by the FBI who had theories that the shuttle was sabotaged. One of the people was a woman, a psychic, who claimed that she was in touch with like higher forces, extraterrestrial or supernatural entities, who said the shuttle had been blasted out of the sky. And the FBI extensively interviewed this woman about her theories, and some of those pages are actually still classified. They have not been released, which is interesting in itself. Now, the story gets a little bit weird, because I spoke to my agent, Lisa Hagen, who's the publisher of the book as well, that I was going to mention this in a lecture I was giving out at the Contact in the Desert conference out in Joshua Tree just a few days later. And I wanted to include this because the woman was like a contactee, and my lecture was going to be on the contactees. And so I spoke to, or I phoned Lisa, and I said, you know, I'm going to be away for a few days. I'm going to be doing a lecture. And I didn't say on what. And she said, oh, that'll, you know, be a nice break for you. And she said, something weird just happened. And what was that? She said, the phone rang, and it was either read unknown caller or private call or something like that. And she said it was like a robotic voice, and it said, "Challenger exploded." And I said, are you joking? She said, no. And I said, well, I've just been preparing my PowerPoint on this whole story of the Challenger space shuttle exploding and how the FBI got involved. And I scanned a couple of the documents so I could show those on the screen as well. And Lisa had this weird call just saying those words, Challenger exploded, right about the time when I was downloading the pictures to use in the PowerPoint. And that was like one of the weirdest situations, you know, the idea that did make me think, you know, somebody was listening in, you know. And I actually think that has more to do with someone listening in rather than something paranormal, you know what I mean? An intelligence agency maybe just messing around, you know, to screw with somebody's mind. I don't know. It was just a weird situation.
Yeah, the Challenger, that was quite a tragedy for sure. And I don't know if it's really productive to think that maybe one of the people in the accident itself was responsible for sabotaging it.
That's what the woman told the FBI, and you know, it's a highly controversial story. As I said, for me, you know, what fascinated me was the file and the fact that a file was opened.
More conspiracy coming with Nick, Gene, and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
As you know, neighbors, web hosting can be pretty cheap, but not all hosting is the same. DreamHost wins best of awards year after year. You get unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, and even the low-cost plans put your sites on high-performance SSDs. Want to know more about what DreamHost has to offer? Go to technightowl.com/host. Once again, that's technightowl.com/host.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
See, Nick decided to be quick, brief, that time, because he sucked the air out of the Paracast stinger the previous time he did it. Now, all these conspiracy theories about what might have caused this particular disaster. But how does one prove it, especially after all these years?
I don't actually go out to prove, because I really do think it was an accident. When I read the file, it was such a fascinating file, because there were multiple people who had these highly intricate theories as to who sabotaged the shuttle, why it was sabotaged, how it was blown out of the sky, what kind of laser technology was used. And the FBI actually, you know, went to the homes of these people and interviewed them. You know, it's nothing sinister. They wanted as much help as possible, you know, to try and figure out what happened.
Yeah, I was just going back, and this takes us back to the question about, so, you know, people removing stuff. You're saying here that the FBI had clearly removed the relevant pages from the PDF.
Yeah, what happened was that there was roughly 28 pages in the PDF concerning the woman who said, you know, it was sabotaged, et cetera, et cetera. Most of those 28 pages, or whatever it actually was, have been removed from the PDF. The other conspiracy theories are still in the file, but those, it's a three-part file, because it's about 150 pages, I think, altogether, maybe a little bit more. And certain pages that were there are not there anymore. Now, whether or not a family member complained and thought it was in bad taste and they decided to move it, that would be plausible, because there was another one on a woman named Mary Hardy Reeser. She was a woman who was supposedly died by spontaneous human combustion. You know, it's a very disturbing story for the family. That used to be on the FBI's website, but that was taken down.
Yeah, so I could see how that could be the case.
Yeah, you know, somebody might say it's conspiracy. I think a more likely scenario could be something just, you know, thinking of the feelings of the family, you know, that kind of
thing. That makes a lot of sense. I would probably go with that.
But the vault itself, I mean, just as an aside, is a really good website. I mean, you know, a lot of people view government, particularly in this field, they view government agencies as evil, bad guys or sinister, but they're not, you know, they're regular people like us doing their best to protect the country and et cetera. And their website, The Vault, you know, there are literally probably millions of pages of declassified files on all sorts of things, you know, like Frank Sinatra, Marilyn Monroe, rock bands like The Doors, Jimi Hendrix, all sorts of actors, a lot of weird files. There's like an early FBI file on ESP, which goes back to the 1950s. They've declassified all their cattle mutilation files. They've declassified all their files on L. Ron Hubbard, Jack Parsons, the famous rocket pioneer, all sorts of things. And, you know, you can download them easily as PDFs. And they've done a great job, you know, of showing sort of the history of the FBI, and which does contain a lot of weird stuff.
Yeah, you just got to have the patience and the dogged persistence of Nick Redfern to get in there and scan through them all to find the stuff that's most interesting.
Well, one of the most interesting ones is the file on Wilhelm Reich and his cloud busting research, you know, and orgo and energy and things like that. That's a really interesting file for anybody who wants background on him, on Reich, and, you know, his relationship with the FBI and how he got into problems, etc.
That's very pseudoscientific, I think the skeptics would say. He had that orgone energy accumulator and cloudbuster thing. You know, it kind of looked like a ground-based machine gun or something. I mean,
yeah, it did actually, like blasting negative energies out of the sky or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Was there any connection between the MIB and cattle mutilations?
I'm not really able to think of any.
That's almost weird in itself.
Yeah, the closest I can think of is that in the same way, you know, that the men in black turn up, you know, after somebody's had a UFO encounter. Well, there are, as you know, I'm sure, cases where people have, you know, ranchers have found their cattle dead. And then, say, the night after, like a black helicopter's flown over the ranch or whatever, things like that, is almost like a warning, that kind of thing. There are a few cases like that. But I cannot think of one offhand, you know, where there was actually an MIB connection to an animal mutilation. There might be some, but I cannot think of anything.
So what do you think is the most reasonable theory to pursue if we were to try to determine maybe what's behind all of this, if you add it all up?
Well, if you're new to the subject, I think your first inclination would be to assume they're from the government. And that's I think, the approach a lot of people have gone until they realize it's much weirder than that. I think sort of going down the path of trying to figure it all out and come to a conclusion, I think we're dealing with things that are supernatural, that interact with us, that can exist in our reality and other realities, that maybe they can take on different forms, and perhaps the man in black image is simply that. It's like a, you know, a sophisticated holograph or something along the lines of a, you know, a generated matrix type temporary situation. I think they are, in many cases, you could actually make a good case that they almost seem programmed. Some of the witnesses have said it was as if they were issuing a threat, but not understanding what they were saying. Kind of like, you know, you heard somebody speak Russian on a, you know, on a audio recording, and you played it over and over. You could say exactly what they're saying without having a clue what they are saying. And some people have said that they felt that they, Men in Black, were almost programmed. So I think we could be dealing with some sort of sophisticated programming, whether holographic or physical, something that is sent out and dispatched almost to silence people, but which has paranormal overtones attached to it, like people falling sick, the poltergeist activity in the homes, the sense of being drained of energy and your life force. You know, for me, it suggests that in ways we don't fully understand, science and the supernatural and the occult somehow cross over, or at least, you know, they that's how it seems. And how and why, you know, we're still struggling to find out. But I think we're dealing with sort of multidimensional supernatural entities, which, in terms of the Men in Black, are not friendly, but are in reality, you know, quite hostile. And, you know, you cross them, could be your world's worst nightmare to do that.
So when you say multidimensional, that means it sounds like that's like they're coming from another universe and appearing into ours as if they're transported here or coming through some sort of a portal, as opposed to arriving here in an interstellar craft of some type.
Yeah, there are some cases where people have said the Men in Black have quite literally vanished in front of them, or they've seen them go to the street and they've got this old style 1950s black car and the car just literally vanishes. Again, you know, is it a hologram? Is it something that's a projection placed in the mind of the witness who doesn't realize that? I don't know. But there are enough cases where they do have this quality of here one second and quite literally gone the next second.
Gotta wrap it up. Just wrap it up. Let me wrap it up here. Hold on a second. Okay, okay.
Sounds like you're wrapping.
Okay, is that wrapped up, everybody? Okay, we're wrapped
the wrap.
Up. Nick, please tell our listeners where we can find more of the stuff you do.
Well, I have a blog titled World of Whatever. Just type in Nick Redfern. It's the first thing that pops up on a search engine. The new book, Black Diary, you can get it off Amazon and order it through Barnes & Noble. People want to learn about what we're talking about tonight. I'll actually be speaking on the book at the Mothman Festival in the second weekend of September in Point Pleasant, West Virginia.
You can find us on Twitter. If you look for the Paracast, you can find two Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. You can find an official Paracast channel on YouTube. And, ladies and gentlemen, you can find the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. That's plus.theparacast.com. We offer an ad-free version, free of the network ads, of the Paracast with better quality audio. And we also give you the After the Paracast podcast, where you never, ever, ever, or hardly ever, know what's going to happen next. That's how it goes. Go to plus.theparacast.com for more. Long-term subscriptions get free stuff. plus.theparacast.com. Nick Redfern, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thanks, guys.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.